Morning, WMFO, or Boston. This is, we'll put a pin in this, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody. This is my first time back since winter break, and I think, I don't know. Yeah, it's good to be back. Definitely good to be back. I tried to get my show for winter break, but unfortunately, I was away for most of the weeks, so could only be there three times, and I don't think that was enough for break. And I think my chair is slowly sinking down, so I'm just going to adjust that. But anyway, you just listened to Rushing River Valley by Fruit Bats off of Rushing River Valley. And I found this song. This one was actually sent to me in a group chat by Isabel. Shout out Isabel. She was just like, guys, did you see that this song was released? And I said no, and I checked it out, and I really liked it, so hopefully you did too. And, next up we're going to listen to, this is actually embarrassing, I don't know how to say this, but this is a Fleetwood Mac song, and it looks like, I'm gonna say it after the song, how about that? But yeah, enjoy some Fleetwood Mac, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, so you guys just listened to, if you didn't hear them say it many a time, Rhiannon. And yeah, that is, I feel like I knew that song very well. I feel like I recognized that riff. And at the same time, I didn't know what it was called for the longest time. Just recently found it, but I feel like it is a very recognizable song. And I don't know if it's on their top played songs. I can double check that as well. But next up we have I'll Be Your Mirror by The Velvet Underground and Nico. Before we get into this, I guess I can give you guys some updates since it's been so long since I've been on air. I think my first update is that it's been a very slow semester, and I know it's already week 4, and it did feel like it flew by, but also, I don't know, something about, it was a little dreary, I have to say. And yeah, I don't know, my second update would be that we're almost done with the squash season. We have 2 more weekends on our plate. We're playing a lot of different teams at NESCAX. We're going to Williams this weekend, so crossing our fingers for that. I think it will be really fun. Williams is not too far, so it shouldn't be that bad of a trip as well. And then the following weekend, we're going to Penn for Nationals. So it's a big 2 weeks. I think things are also starting to speed up school-wise. So it's a lot of just midterms and work and traveling everywhere. So that's another update. And we'll try to keep this brief. My third update for now is going to be that Jay has one of these songs that I'm going to play on his playlist, and we both found it, and then I sent it to him, and I was like, I think you would really like this song, and he was like, you need to check my playlist, because it's already on here. And I think this is kind of, I don't want to say that this is a niche song and have it not be, but it's relatively niche compared to what we both listen to. And it's one of my favorite songs, and if you want to hear, stick around, should be in, I think it's 3rd in the queue, so very exciting. But right now we're going to listen to I'll Be Your Mirror by The Velvet Underground, so everybody enjoy, here we go.
I'll be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I'll be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are, but if you don't, to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
Okay, so that was I'll Be Your Mirror by The Velvet Underground and Nico. I really like that one. It's a very peaceful song. It's not too long. I don't know if that's a tambourine in the background, but something about a tambourine, very, soothing is the wrong word as well, but it's just relaxing. It's just a relaxing little song. And next up we have a song by New Order. This is called Your Silent Face off of Power, Corruption, and Lies. And I think I saw New Order over the summer, and I don't think they played this one, but they did play, I don't know, I think they played some other ones off. Of course they played Age of Consent. That's like, I don't know, one of their tops. But this is, I feel like this is overlooked. So let me know what you guys think. And yeah, I don't know. This is Your Silent Face. Here we go.
Thought that never changes remains a stupid lie. It's never been quite the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no color, just silence. The rise and fall of shame, search that shall remain. We asked you what you'd seen, you said you didn't care. In a vacuum may seem a waste of time. It's always been just the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no lyrics, just nothing. A sign that leads the way, a path we cannot take. You caught me at a bad time, so why don't you piss off? Thank you.
Okay, so that was Your Silent Face, the 2015 remastered version. I think that, I don't know, I like that one a lot, and some people might disagree just because there's not a lot of lyrics, maybe. There's a lot of repetition in that one riff, but I think that's, like, it's a fun, there's two types of songs, and this is a lie, there's a lot of types of songs, but there's some that are, like, very fun and stimulating, and I don't know, and then there's the other ones that you kind of, it's not background music, but it would be good to drive to, do work to, walk to. I think I put this on one of my playlists, and I was walking around campus, because I can't walk around campus without music. That's not true either, but it's way less pleasant, especially in the cold. Yeah, so this song came on, and I was like, oh, what is this? And I think it's so weird when that happens, when I very actively put a song on my playlist, and then, like, a week later, it comes up through shuffling it, and then I don't even remember what song it was, but I think it says something about it being a good song, the fact that I was like, oh, I need to re-seek this out or something. But yeah, that one was good. I really liked that one. And it is 5 minutes long. And I did cut it short by about 30 seconds, but hopefully you guys can forgive that. This is the song that I mentioned before. This is the one that me and Jay have in common, and it's called The Swimming Song. Also, I want to apologize for my sick person raspy voice, because I don't even know if that's a downside, actually. I think it might be better than my usual voice for the radio. Who knows? I'll go back and listen, and we'll see. But the song is called The Swimming Song, and it's by Luden Wainwright III, and it's off of an album called Attempted Mustache, and I don't know when this came out. I can check, but I really love this song. I don't know why. I think it's a little folky. Oh, it says 1973. So yeah, let me know what you guys think. I love this song. Here we go. Okay, so if you guys liked it as much as I did, give me a text. I hope you did, or a call, honestly. But yeah, that song, it's incredibly simple. It's kind of short, but it works. It's just such a nice little bundle of a song, and it's very joyous, but it's also, I haven't dug deeper for a meaning in that song. I don't know if you guys do that. I feel like it really depends. Like with pop, I'm really not aiming to do that. But some songs are worth it, I think. I don't know. I want to take a philosophy class. Not that that has anything to do with songs, but I feel like Matty Healy, and this is another tangent. I feel like a lot of these artists are trying to put out messages or exactly the opposite and just making music for fun. But it's just interesting to dig and kind of see like what is under that extra layer, because a lot of people are really intentional with their lyrics, and I don't know, maybe I don't know what the Australian crawl is. I don't know if that's racist either. I would hope that it's just a swimming stroke. I'm gonna look that up. If it is, I apologize, and I'm never playing that song again. But anyway, we have another song that I recently came across. It's called Soft Lines. Also, guys, if anything, any music, any musicians that I'm playing, if they have done anything like if they're racist, if they are sexual assaulters, I don't know, let me know, and I will blacklist them from my show. So please let me know. If I ever do, it's not intentional. But yeah, so we have a song called Soft Lines, and this is by Eof Nessa Francis, and this is off Protector. And I found this song. We went to I want to say it's Bow Market. There's a record shop at Bow Market. And I was kind of perusing the records, the vinyls, whatever. And I was looking at the art, of course. I'm a big look at the album art person. And I just kind of saved the song, or the album name in my notes. And I came back to it later because I was like, let me just give this random album a listen and see if we like it. And I did. And this song is... Again, I think it's another peaceful song. It's kind of 5 minutes long. After this, we're going to do our PSA, so stay tuned for that. But enjoy Soft Lines.
Of longing.
Okay, so that was Soft Lines by, I don't want to butcher this name, but Eof Nessa Francis. And yeah, I don't know, I'm a big proponent of slow songs, especially, I feel like there's a line, there's definitely a line, but I like running to slow songs. I realize that it makes me more relaxed and it makes it easier to enjoy what I'm doing when I'm listening to slower music. And yeah, I don't know, I think it's just, I think it helps you become a little bit more mindful of what you're doing versus, I also like hyperpop, hopefully some of you guys do as well, and anyone who is a frequent listener knows this about me, and some of my guests as well, but it's a very different experience. I feel like there is no time for your brain to process anything that's going on when you're listening to that type of music, because it's just so fast. And sometimes that's good, but you gotta have both ends of the spectrum. So now we're gonna do our PSA, and I don't think I've done this one yet, but I think it's about health, so here we go. So we have doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and a flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces that you touch clean protects not only you, but those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This is a public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Okay, so that was, I think, one of the better PSAs that we've read on here. I think the latter's one is funny and not super relevant. Not to discount ladder safety. I think there was another one about fruits that had the DJ read off about like 20 different types of fruits. So I don't know, I think maybe that's the most well-written one. I'm going to rephrase that. But next up we have an artist called Cathedral Bells, and their song is called Heavy Rain. I think we're moving into a more ethereal side of things, and I think Harrison and I were debating like what makes a song ethereal. I think it's a lot of slow synthy reverby sounds, and I forget what his argument was, but it was a little bit different. And I think in order for, we were talking about level of production, and I think making your song sound ethereal is kind of another a way to kind of go around having good production, because you're just kind of like blurring all of the sounds together, which is okay, and I enjoy that, but he doesn't. So I think it's interesting what makes a song ethereal. And we're going to listen to this one called Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain. Guys, I'm so sorry. It's not a good speaking day for me. But yeah, we have Heavy Rain off of Velvet Spirit. So here we go.
Look at you in denim and bows. I know the mode is lethal. Say you wanna show me a place. The place is here, the here is inside you.
Okay, so that was Blood and Butter by Caroline Polachek, and the song that was previously played again was Heavy Rain by Cathedral Bells. I think I did not realize that she used bagpipes in that song the first time around. Very interesting choice. I actually kind of like it. I think there was like a week in my life where I was kind of actively seeking out bagpipe music with bagpipes in it, just to shake things up. Honestly, it's very things can get boring, so why not introduce bagpipes into your Spotify playlist? I don't know. And then I think she used a lot of string instruments. I cannot differentiate between my string instruments, unfortunately. But yeah, that song just came out very recently off of her new album. I don't know what I think the album is called Blood and Butter as well. Maybe it's the opening song. I can double check that. But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting new... It's very poppy compared to... Like, I know she did... I don't know. I think she does do pop. But it's very poppy compared to what I've been playing on here. But again, I think it's still fun. And not... No hate to pop music. We need pop music as well. We have 12 minutes left on the show. And I have a couple songs left for you guys. I'm trying to think. Yeah, okay, so we're gonna do a song by Loving, and I think their most famous song is, oh my gosh, let's see, Loving. Their most famous song has like a very romantic sounding piano in the background, and I think you guys would recognize it. It's something like If Only We Know, or Only We Know, I believe, and... Yeah, I don't know. Just to introduce you guys into some different songs off that album, we have Growing Flowers by Candlelight, another very romanticized name, I feel like. But yeah, so we're going to get into that. The name of the album is If I Am Only My Thoughts. So yeah, we're going to listen to Growing Flowers by Candlelight. I hope you guys enjoy, and here we go. So that was Growing Flowers by Candlelight. That one's a little bit more abstract sounding, and if you have heard Plantasia, it reminds me of Plantasia. But yeah, I'm picturing like a room with candles and flowers growing to the candlelight. So I think that one's a little bit more, I don't know, it's interesting. I like it. But yeah, next up we have another pop song. This one's called All Night by Sadie, and I believe this one is very new as well. It came out in 2023, and I think it was a matter of weeks ago, so let me know what you guys think of this one. But yeah, I really like it, and I hope you do too, so here we go. Okay, guys, we have one more song for you, and we're going to do a beach house song. This one is called Once Twice Melody, one of my favorites off of their album, which is also called Once Twice Melody. But yeah, if you guys enjoyed the show, make sure to tune in. We're every other week now, actually, on Thursdays at 11. So hopefully see you guys soon, and enjoy this last song. Here we go.